after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J was good, my dude. You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? What's up? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. Your boy, Steady J, and your girl, Nae Seduction, as well as T. Believe. I'd like to check in a moment as well. What's up? What's up, Nae? What is up?
What's up?
Been a hot minute. Didn't have you on here in a while. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Yeah, man, it's been a while, y'all. I'm glad to have y'all back. Wednesday show, I know some of you were like, man, where's the Wednesday show? Well, last Wednesday, I actually did something different because I'll test out the doubt that I'm going to start doing soon with the show. So we'll start doing live simulcasts, other show up through my YouTube channel, so I'll be doing through YouTube Live, and you know, you'll be able to see me. Believe it, allow me to cam up both T and Nae as well. I'll be testing it out soon to see if that's the case. But yeah, shoot, you have another way just to enjoy the show, so y'all get to see us live in the person while we're doing it, and yeah. So, getting to the nitty gritty with you, what have you been? Kind of trouble have you been getting into, Nae?
Not too much. Just been working and work in school.
Get in trouble at clubs and stuff.
Yes, I got kicked out the club twice. It wasn't my fault though. I got kicked out the same club twice.
How you get to the same club twice? I'm still trying to figure that one out.
Okay, so I went to the Hookah Hideaway. For people who don't know, that club is owned by Snoop. She owned Echo Bar as well in Atlanta with 2 Chainz or whatever. So I went to her other spot, which is Hookah Hideaway, me and my friend. And this girl made my friend spill her drink. And it spilled on both of us. So she was just telling the bartender how, you know, old girl accidentally dropped her drink or whatever like that. And the bartender made the drink without saying that she was going to make the girl who dropped her drink pay for it or whatever. She just remade it or whatever. And so my friend was just explaining to her, you know, my friend gave her a $20 tip and everything. And, you know, my friend was just exchanging words with her or whatever about what happened or whatever. Bartender got smart, so my friend, you know, got loud or whatever. So the bartender got us kicked out the club pretty much. But it's this dude that likes me that live in Atlanta. He knows the owner of Hookah Hideaway. So we got back in, and she was shitty. So she started being petty after that. So we ended up getting kicked out again. But we weren't even doing that, though. That's the crazy part. But we got kicked out again. He was, you know, she was trying to get bucks. She was trying to get booked in the club. He telling her, like, you know, because he know everybody that works here. He know all the bartenders. He knows DJ, everybody. Because, like I said, it's owned by his friend. The club owned by his friend or whatever. So he telling old girl, like, calm down, like, pipe down pretty much. Like, they with me or whatever like that. Yeah, she was crazy.
Did you at least get to shake your butt while you was in there for a little bit?
I went to two clubs. I went to Friday. I went to Rose Bar and Buckhead, which the dude that likes me, he run that club. So I got in. He got a section or whatever. Of course, I got in the section because he run the club or whatever. So we ended up getting a section or whatever like that. It was time, you know. I was on Snapchat, of course. Then, you know, Saturday I went to Hookah Hideaway.
And you were on your best behavior during this trip, correct?
Don't kiss and tell.
Mm-hmm. Huh? That was a
don't
yes,
kiss
correct?
And tell.
No, I didn't just say.
While I was there.
The answer I should have been hearing was you were on your best behavior. I shouldn't have had to hear what you just told me. That's bad. Oh no, no, that's the thing. If you did something, you're in trouble. If I don't want to know what you did, I want your answer to be you didn't do anything, and you was being a good girl. That's the only answer I wanted to hear. I'm gonna start walking around with belts on y'all. Yeah, okay. I'm watching you, man. Y'all made me drop the government on you. Okay, a looker came in right on time. What's up, T?
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Right.
Where you getting? Don't be getting on quiet when I come in.
You can't kiss and tell, though.
No.
What happens in Atlanta stays in Atlanta.
Oh, no, I don't want her to kiss and tell. The thing was, the only answer she needed to be saying was, yes, Cedric, I was on my best behavior. But the fact she said that,
she
the fact she gave
that
answer, lets me know I need
but
to get my belt.
I
need my belt because she gave me that. It should have been no other answer. So they getting the belt. How was everything with you?
It was good.
It was good.
It was good. I was in a little turn up Saturday.
Wow.
Yeah! Wow.
Did you actually get in? I remember because I know you had a fiasco most recently where you couldn't get into the club or something like that.
Oh no, it wasn't a club. It was a house.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. Mm-hmm. So, how was the feast for Thanksgiving? Was it? I'm about to ask you each day, how was that?
It was good. I had two plates when I was there. I took one to go, and then I had two and a half the next day. Yeah, you know.
Nay, what about you, Nay?
Actually, I worked on Thanksgiving. Afterwards, I went over to my mom's house. She got some food.
Did you get the grown-up table this year?
Oh, my mom, she made a lot of food. I mean, she made some ribs, turkey and ham, macaroni, collard. She made two different kinds of collard greens. One was spicy, one was regular. German chocolate cake. That shit was good as hell. I don't even like sweets like that, but that German chocolate cake, it was lit.
But the question is, did she let you sit at the grown up table this year?
I'm grown.
Never mind.
we got high. Me and my
I didn't know the cheers. I know you can use the cheers of the girl on the table. That's why I was wondering. I thought you had to sit. You like the little cute little tea table on tables where they got the little colorful pink chair, neon chairs. The kids. I thought you was there, but okay, cool.
He's funny.
Oh, Nay.
He's so
Woo! Okay, so.
Have a show Thanksgiving and stuff.
Well, I'm glad you asked. Thank you for asking.
Sure.
Well,
we didn't ask, so. Nicely. Just
yeah,
kidding.
Yeah, we asked about Jedek. How was it?
Well, it was all right. Of course, you know, you guys know it last Monday, so a week has gone by now. Just lost my grandfather, and that was real. Man, that was real. And we ended up doing Yeah, that was just very interesting dealing with that. And then, my cousin came over to kick my cousin. I'm a big cousin. So shout out to that. It's just, I just hang out with more family too, but my big cousin to hang out with him. And, we had a pretty good Thanksgiving. We ain't too proud to think of it. Everybody that watched the YouTube live show on Wednesday night, y'all know we was not here fronting. Shoot, we got a little lazy on desserts this year. Because usually my dad, he makes a peach cobbler. He makes up the best peach cobbler. But this year, we had somebody else cook the desserts for us this year. She's a, She's a famous recording artist. Let's just say she cooked the dessert. And for those of y'all like, who the hell are you talking about? For those of y'all didn't catch on. Patty, we had some patty pie. We had some patty cobbler.
Some patty cake. She got some cake, too.
Yeah, that cake. I had some of that cake before, too. We didn't have it then, but I had some of that cake, banana pudding she got.
I can't get down with the red velvet and the carrot cake at once. I don't like carrot cake, so.
I don't like carrot cake either. I hate the taste of carrot cake.
Exactly.
But that's
got
patty
red
pie,
velvet.
Those sweet potato pies, honey, let me tell you. Every year since some of us first came out, I still get excited.
Nah.
You got. Yeah,
I'm
you
the
got
one that gave Patty that recipe. I gave Patty that recipe.
You gave Patty that recipe? Mm-hmm.
Oh, you
yeah,
playing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, but yeah, so let's see, you got that. Oh, we had, man, the five cheese macaroni. Ooh, wee, Lord. You know your macaroni and cheese got one cheese. It ain't got no, that's, you know, you slacking. You got the most.
Ew.
And then you put the, then you put the extra layer on top, and it had that nice little brown crust on top of it from the how it bakes onto there. Delicioso. You had some Kobe, sharp cheddar, mild cheddar. I mean,
I don't eat macaroni.
Some smoked, instead of some honey baked ham, we had some smoked ham. Oh, that was, it was really good. In the turkey.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. That turkey was some smoked turkey as well. Oh, man, so much good stuff was going down. I'm very proud of myself. Because this year I wasn't like killing the eggnog, I've been letting it spread out, so it's awesome. Because you know, brother was trying to make sure he had to keep going to the restroom a million times. So, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's pretty much it food wise. But yeah, don't. I just need to turn it up. I did release new issue of Human Cameras Magazine. So yes, excited about that. Shoot, I've been having my own sales. You know, people think that, you know, your boy, I was having, I've been having some sales of my own, been doing some Black Friday sales, Cyber Monday sales, all that good stuff. Which, by the way, you can go to my Instagrams, I'm sure the Instagrams, you can find out what those sales are. But, yeah, so. Awesome. I've been mainly getting a fitness, man. I had to cuss somebody out on Saturday night. I will say that was a highlight. And oh my goodness, like, I mean,
what?
I was Dragon Ball Z hollering because I do not like people try to turn me to the bad guy out of nowhere. Because it fits their narrative. And so yeah, I was that was crazy, right? I just said people who were just that much of a hothead that, you know, I don't know how y'all, but I hate even ask you for advice. And thank you for giving everybody not a yes man. Like, did you come ask me for advice? If you truly know me, you know that I'm not just going to tell you whatever. I'm going to give you some sound advice. And I'm not going to cookie cutter it. I'm going to give it to you straight up, straight up in your face. Bam. And you got to digest it from that point. If you and your feelings, because I say so, and it's going against your narrative, then you talk to the wrong person. So yeah, I had to do that, and I just warn you, man, don't come to me being disrespectful. So yeah, that is it on this front. Well. Anyways, let's see. We're going to go into quick song breaking and come back into the fold. Let's go ahead and go to DJ Chose. Everywhere I go, we come back into this.
Where you from? It's who you are.
Think it's a game.
So no matter where you go, you gotta represent your hood.
Here I go on rap my shit. Here I go on rap my shit. Real, real, yeah, you can test my shit. Here I go on rap my shit. No, no, I ain't never back down to ran from no. No, I ain't never back down to ran from no.
Yeah, I get a lot of love, but I get a lot of hate. Real don't like it when they see you getting cake. Real, they love it when they see that on. Said they be hating, tryna tap a phone. I'm my tool, trapping, they ain't moving no snow. They ain't paid up front, I ain't doing that show. Told him, man, I got a brick for eight. I told that wait, it depends which state. My pops in Ohio, he said way cheaper down here. But we don't trust none of these people down here. And everywhere I go, I'ma rub my shit. Real here, don't touch my shit.
Everywhere I go, I'ma rub my shit. Everywhere I go, I'ma rub my shit. Real here, you can touch my shit. Everywhere I go, I ain't never back down to rent. No,
nobody, nobody. One deal.
I ain't never back down to rent. No,
Luciano, I done got jumped, but I ain't never ran. Kick into the money, know the jacket's coming for me. Keep it on me, try me, I'ma pop him like a Zan. I don't f*** lanes or haters, fame. Keep it player with DB, what gang? He don't want these problems, make me come out of retirement. Grip my c***, I'm just a product of my environment. 80 flow gon' rap, that's why I got the balls. Everybody throw they double up at my toes. MCBZ, I bust a hater head behind my bro. DJ Joe, let him know. Showing out, run at him.
All right, welcome back, everyone. Life at Dust Live, your boy, City J, and your girls, Nate Seduction, and T. Malina. About 20 minutes left for the show. We're going to go into... the daily segment we call The Six, which is a list of six things based off a particular topic. We name the topic... And then, bam, we go round robin around the list. So, yeah, start with today's list. Today's list. It's getting close to the holiday time, and I told you guys we're going to be on your ass heavily. So, we're bringing it back, people, again. We're going to remind you of how to, we usually give you gift ideas, but now we're going to go through how home training to holiday when it comes to these holiday parties. So basically the list today is going to be rules. And when you go into a holiday function, especially if you are someone's significant other, or someone you're dating, who would like to go first? Or would you like me to go first?
Yeah, you can go first.
Okay, so rule number one, don't bring somebody to the holiday function and you are not truly dating them. And I'm going to put this. Don't be bringing this one of your little side chicks or your little fuck buddies to them how they function.
Why would you?
You know, shit, I've seen all the time. People just expect this. You know, when I say how they function, ain't just family ones. It's company. My company does big holiday parties every year. I ain't taking nobody that I ain't serious about.
Okay.
I don't be telling nobody you just got in relationship with 5 minutes ago to damn company holiday party. Then you look messy as hell. Especially if you've been at the company for years, every year you come with somebody else. You don't sit your ass down somewhere. All right, so
I like
that's
this
one
of my options. That's what he's saying.
All right, who wants to take number two?
Number two. All right, my bad. See, you want to go?
No, you can go ahead.
Okay, number two, don't bring nobody ugly to the family function because you know your cousins and your uncles go roast her or him.
Especially your grandma.
So, no. Okay, don't bring nobody ugly to the family function. Don't bring nobody ugly.
Mm.
At least make sure she or he halfway decent, or at least. They can't be all the way ugly.
But they said, what if they got a good personality?
Nah. We'll
they
never
still
see
gonna
it.
Get roasted. My family is petty. I know I can't bring nobody ugly to no family function. My family is petty.
Mine is too.
Especially on my mama's side.
Mm-hmm.
My little brothers and sisters, they will roast you. And they don't care. Because they be roasting me. And they ain't even ugly.
What, they tell a bunch of short jokes?
Short jokes. They love saying short jokes.
I know, because I do too, so I wouldn't blame them. T, what's number two?
Get your little bald head stuff. Bye, Felicia.
Oh, shut up, Nate. You know I love some fun sides of you.
Just
because you're short doesn't mean
like
you're not grown up to, you not, just because you're short doesn't mean you ain't grown.
Anyway, T, before, you know, you was really interrupted.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Number three.
All right. So don't. Oh, y'all made me forget what I was about to say because I was laughing. Okay.
It was Nate's fault.
No, it was your fault. But, dang, let me forget.
What? See, you see, you done made her forget.
Right.
I know.
It's terrible.
I had to face some people. I walk into a room, they forget, and nothing
else
matters.
Just take a nap. What was the question again? Because you didn't forget. I got to rephrase.
The list is rules you need to go by before you decide to come to a holiday function, whether it be a company one or a family one.
Don't be bringing nobody that don't know how to cook. Like, that bring that one dish and want to experiment. Like, what is this?
If you can't cook, bring some ice or something to drink. Good God.
Forget all that. Just bash something.
Like, I hate people who don't never bring nothing. But they always the first one trying to get second, thirds, fourths, and fifths, and take to go tray home. You don't get your
or the ones that be like, oh, I didn't like that. But what did you bring? What did you cook?
Oh yeah, they all of a sudden they're a foodie, giving critiques and shit.
They're a chef and all of that. What did you bring?
Okay, number four, and I'm giving y'all a word of advice. When it comes to drinking, this could be for a family one or a company one, especially a company one. Take your time. Don't overdo the amount of drinks. Because as far as on the company side, yeah, you're coming up and providing drinks, but you don't want to be that guy. And they talk about the office the next day or next week. Ooh, did you see Chuck? Did you see how Chuck was acting on at the party? He was acting like a wild animal.
Yeah.
You know how people go start drinking? You know, they get all touchy-feely. Shit, you don't begin, dumb man. Shit, nigga. You crazy as hell.
Or they be all up in your face and they're breasty. Like, what is you doing? Take some gum.
Oh, they talk extra loud. Oh, my goodness.
Exactly. And be spitting. Why are you spitting everywhere? You can't control your tongue in the way you talk. What a woman whispering in your ear.
As a family one, you don't want to drink too much because you want to take your time because, one, you know, you want to be able to show you can hold your liquor. And two, you don't want that to become true syrup and you start telling yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Or you start telling other people's business. You telling your cousin business, that's my cousin name. She was fucking in the bathroom earlier. All that whole shit going on.
I'll be the one fucking in the bathroom. That would be me.
See, I was just using her as an example, but she told herself. So that was number four.
That would be me. Don't get my man's dick in the bathroom at the family function.
I hate Nate. She just stopped. Every time she starts that video gets another view. Okay, number five.
Dick at the dinner table. Or I will play with his dick at the dinner table. Yes, underneath the table.
Lord, don't tell me. You've done that. I don't want you to tell me who. You've done that before? You met somebody while you were at the kitchen table?
I fucked on my mama's living room couch before while she was in her bedroom.
Who has it?
Me.
But she was in, like, her room is right by the living room, though.
All you gotta do is sit. Hey, that's why they invented couch pillows. You put stay safe with couch pillows.
Well, what is she listening to the show?
Oh, shoot. We're totally missing the episode.
Okay, number five. I'm gonna have to say, fellas, if you know your girl look real, real good, you know she's fine as hell, don't bring her to the party, to the family function. Because you know your uncle is like, yeah, okay, I'll see you, nephew. That's what they love to say. This happened from experience. This is why I'm saying this. Because it happened to me before. They're like, damn, nephew, that's you. I see you, nephew. Okay. What's her name? Like, damn, can you leave me alone? Like,
they can just give you a simple compliment. They're like, dang, she got some chunk in the trunk. No, they did all this.
Right. Oh, look at her body. Like,
mm-hmm. They be like, oh, you got some sisters? No. Goodbye.
I just mentioned that earlier. I hate when niggas be like, bring your friend for my homie. First of all, I'm not even bringing me for you. So.
Okay. First off, I'm going to admit, exactly. I am one of them niggas Hey, I've been that case before where, you know, it's either been me looking out for the homie or the homie looking out for me. I am not going to sit here front on this radio show.
You better forget your homie. You better worry about yourself.
First of all, I'm not even bringing me to you, so cut it out.
Mm-hmm.
Your homie is going to be out back, okay? Matter of fact, both of y'all will be out back.
There's one story where it was one girl I was talking to, and this story can be so applicable. So, I mean, there was one chick I was talking to that went to a college up there where I was, the neighboring college that I went to. We was hanging out once. She was gonna come hang out with me. And then, this is a Navy man, because I never saw a friend, and her friend had a, I was so mad. I saw the gym shorts. I was like,
hey.
But yeah, so.
Hey.
Her friend had that. What had that
he
work.
Got Smokey. Hey, he got Smokey. Remember Smokey? That girl met up with Smokey.
Oh, no, I had a real fucking situation happen to me before. But no, the chick I was talking to was still bad.
That's fair.
She didn't have that.
Talking about you look like
that. The chick I was talking to, she was still on point. The chick I was talking to was still on point, but her friend just had that, she had that jungle juice booty. But, yeah, I shout to my friend because I was looking out for my friend. Because one time she wanted to come over, you know, she was, like, bored. And she was, like, I guess her friend was telling her about how to put it down, whatever. But, so, yeah, she wanted to come over. And I looked out for the homie. I was like, shoot me here. Because I'm like, shoot me. You know, girl, we going to be in the room most of the time. So, y'all might as well get acquainted. So, yeah. So, yeah, I looked out for him, and, that's a perfect time. See, that was teamwork. The females looking out for the guys, and the guys looking out for the females.
Nah.
So, yes. Whew, good times. And remember I was talking about the Pretty Ricky, about Pretty Ricky CDs? That was the person. knocking him down to when the release of the Pretty Ricky CD got them on the same day, popped it in. Yeah, the rest is history. But yeah, look out for all you. What's up? Look out for the homies. You know, Nate's not there for the homies.
I ain't got no
plans
to get home.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so that leaves number six. T, what you got for number six?
I would have to say, like, them ones that be getting their hair done, get a brand new outfit just to be seen by your family, like.
Yes, girl.
Like, I don't
understand.
Like,
you think you're going to a fashion show? You trying to look cute just to sit in the living room? What?
Exactly. And you're going to see your family. They seen you plenty of times.
What? Oh, man. And they be the ones, that cause you to not get there till like late as hell. People already dug a huge portion of the macaroni and cheese already.
Mhm, and they be hollering where the food at. It was here, but it ain't here no more. We ain't waiting on you.
I hate motherfuckers that come and bring in. I hate, like, man, take food for your. I'm gonna add some bonus ones. Take food for the people that's there. Don't be drinking a bunch of takeout plates for motherfuckers that weren't there. Well, man, shoot, my homeboy, man, I want him to take some of the Thanksgiving food. Well, he should have brought his ass on. Shit.
What a woman.
He's making eight takeout plates.
My husband's song.
Right.
My goodness.
And you'd be mad. And you'd be mad as hell, especially you, the host. You the host house for the dinner. You'd be mad as hell because everybody know the rule. If you the host house, you get to get most of the leftovers.
Forget all that. Take it with you. I don't want it.
And motherfuckers taking too much fucking food, taking too much of the macaroni and cheese. You mad? You grunting and shit because that motherfucker taking big ass spoonfuls, taking it for ungrateful motherfuckers that they ain't come anyway. Fuck them. They ain't coming up to no fucking plate.
I'm gonna get my plate first.
See, we had my aunt's boyfriend. He was digging all into the food, man. I kid y'all not, man. This fool had a huge ass pile of food on his plate. I'm like, motherfucker, shit, are y'all married and shit? Damn, you that kind of a come take that big of a fucking plate? You must be you ready to put a ring on it or something? Goodness. I do not like that shit. I do not like people coming in there and they piling the shit up, man. So, yeah. Mm-mm-mm.
He said he got to eat, too.
Oh, another rule I learned, because you get especially, it helps from people putting their hands on the table type of give your significant other some. Give your significant other some before y'all go to the dinner, so that she can be calm, or he or she can be calm, and they can stay satisfied until later on.
Because
you don't need a horny ass person at the function. They gonna be riled up. They just go to the just get out of here, out of here.
Just go to the bathroom.
I felt weird. Like, I had just got doing some fucking, and then I went out to go open up Gil. Oh, goodness. Guilty. So, yeah. But, hey, you do what you gotta do. But yeah, so that is the six. Let's see. I'm going to go ahead and run through the crickets of the week very quickly. So, crickets of the week. Who am I getting crickets of the week to? Everybody that can't cook for shit. That, you know, if your Thanksgiving food was whack or weak as fuck, get the fuck out of here. There's people taking pictures of their food. I hate people who take pictures of their food, man. And y'all know anything about presentation. Don't be putting no messy ass looking plate on fucking social media. Presentation, people, presentation. You know all them damn pictures? You better make sure your shit look immaculate. Your shit better be neatly on the plate. It can look messy after you eat it, but before you push out the picture, I don't want that shit looking like
that
it ran, like a hurricane and ran
who
through
put that
your
food neatly on that plate. Not me.
It don't be looking right. It is because sometimes other people see me looking all. It don't be looking right. It just be looking mushed together. It just, I don't know. My OCD started kicking in when people start doing that. So yeah, the person who was doing some shooting at Parks Mall yesterday? Really, my nigga? Really? Y'all doing shit. Someone had an active shooter yesterday at Parks Mall. I'm in Arlington, Texas, right up the street from me. We were about 20 minutes up the street from me. And, yeah, I'm just like, what the hell? Like, I'm used to people fighting and stuff. But then they had an active shooter. That's just crazy as hell. People were giving play by play. Folks had to lock themselves inside of the store. It's just, I mean, that's just too much going on. And then somebody got shot. There's a shooting happening after hours this weekend. I mean, it was, I guess it was definitely, it was meant for me to be in this weekend, because I did not have to deal with none of it.
Me either.
See, that's my cricket of the week. I didn't even do any crickets, but y'all get the damn idea. See, y'all, this, we've been coming to a close. Thank you for listening to the show, everyone. If you missed any parts of the show, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ, T-E-D-D-Y, letter J. You can also go to the TuneIn app, the iTunes app, the Stitcher app, the AHA app. Shoot, we're a bunch of places. Type in Dustfire Radio Network and Jordan Shows right there. All right, so we out, y'all. Mind you, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J, or where there's a...
May.
Or there's a... There is a way. Y'all tune to the episode of Life at the Dust Live. Your boy, Sonny J, and your girls.
May Production.
And T. Melina.
All right.
Hey, y'all, y'all figured out already Nay's a freak, y'all. But I didn't think y'all break it down.
All
right, y'all. Peace.